Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsberg. Thanks for being here this Friday, the 2nd of July, 2021. I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, however locked down you are okay. Here we are, my friends, the lowest vaccinated population in the developed world. And I don't know about you, but I was watching some telly the other night and I saw a packed house stand up in Stephen Colbert's studio and like people hugged each other and shit in New York. I was like, hang on, I thought we were doing well. What happened here? Anyway, sorry, if you're just new to this podcast, g'day. This show called Better Than Yesterday. What I'm trying to do here is make today better than yesterday. That's it. Every Monday I'm here with a guest. Every Friday I'm here with you. And something you hear on the show will hopefully help you make today a little better than yesterday. That's it. I hope you're doing well with the writing that we talked about last week. I've been working really hard at it. Got to give myself some slack. Like just because I write it down in the morning doesn't mean that I'll do that thing that I want to get better today. And I have to remind myself and I'll say it out loud, you know. Sorry, I'm like, for example, I'm trying not to lead with negativity, as I did at the start of this goddamn show. So I'm trying to lead with positivity. I'm trying to lead with, trying to lead with possibility and positivity, like rather than go, oh, vaccination rates, this, that, the other. It's like, wouldn't it be interesting? What if when you pulled up to get your COVID test, you drove another 20 meters down the driveway and then there was a vaccination right there? Like, wouldn't that be something? Like, that's something we could do, isn't it? Like, I'm trying to speak more in a way of possibility because I'm struggling a little bit with the negative bias coming into my head and I need to kind of force myself in many ways to not do that. Anyway, so just to check in with you, as I want to do on a Friday, if you do want to email me, it's pretty easy, sendosheremail@gmail.com. A couple of months ago, I did a whole run of episodes about the fuckets, about dealing with the fuckets. Now, if you've never heard those shows, or let me just quickly school you up here, the fuckets are the things that when you're like, oh, you know what, I'm really trying to, for example, in my case, Masked Singer is only a couple of weeks away, right? And those suits they put me in, they're amazing, and they're tailored to the millimeter to my body. And as much as I want to eat half a tub of coconut yogurt, half a kilogram of cashews, I have to remember those suits. Those suits don't lie. They're like Shakira. If I put them on, they don't fit me. Those suits have not changed shape. I've changed shape. So the fuckets are the things that show up when you're like it's late at night, you're watching another episode of Mystery in Between, you're like, ah, fuck it, I'll go eat some coconut yogurt. Ah, fuck it. Even though you want to be able to fit into the clothes or do whatever it is, ah, fuck it. And you go and do the thing that you know you shouldn't really be doing. And a fuck it can be have a drink. Fuck it can be not finish a job. Fuck it can be, I don't know, just put on the Wiggles and let the kids sit on the couch for a couple of hours. We've all done it. So I want to talk about, I did a whole run of shows about dealing with the fuck it's. And it revisited me because I want to talk to you about that power, the power of a fuck it, and I'm just going to do something that I know isn't what I want to do, but fuck it, I'll just do it. And that can bring you a negative outcome as far as what it is you wanted to achieve. If you catch yourself in the right moment, you can use that fuck it to go where you want to go anyway. Let me explain. Like when you're sitting there in despair, like, oh man, for example, the one I just gave you, oh man, I've been eating like crazy. I've got to fit into these suits in a couple of weeks. Oh, I feel disgusting. I'm like, I'm going to go eat a whole pack of corn chips and three avocados with olive oil because they're delicious. Fuck it, I'm going to go eat these things. You can also go, fuck it, if I'm going to do that, I may as well go ride on my bike. Or fuck it, I may as well go for a walk. Or fuck it, I may as well put my shoes on and go. Fuck it, I may as well just get out of the house. Fuck it, I may as well go work out. Because if you're at this point of despair where you could go either way, I've found that if you catch yourself and just go, oh, fuck it, I may as well just work out, you can go and do it. And I've found that it can snap me into action very quickly using exactly the same momentum of action, like the action that will have me go and eat a whole pack of vegan gluten-free Tim Tams, which I've done. Fuck it. They're delicious, man. I can go, if I have to be sure those things aren't around. I'm not very good when the temptation is there within arm's reach. I can also just go, oh, fuck it, I may as well just ride my bike. Fuck it. I don't feel like it, but fuck it, I may as well do it because, like, what else is going to happen? I'm just going to eat another packet of vegan gluten-free Tim Tams and then feel even more disgusting. So fuck it, I may as well pull my shoes on and, you know, go and take the baby for a nice long walk, throw him in the stroller and push 15 kilos of child up a hill. And you know what? It works. That's what works for me. I'm just trying to share with you what works for me. I'm not a mental health professional. I've studied nothing to do with mental illness except my own. I'm just trying to share with you what works for me. But that particularly has really worked. When dealing with the fuck it's, just understand that the fuck it also has the power to flip back on itself and get you either out the door or away from the fridge, or usually getting into action, because mood follows action, as we spoke about. Usually getting into action is like, fuck it, if I'm going to eat that thing, I may as well go and clean up the yard. Or fuck it, I may as well go and fold the laundry. Or fuck it, I may as well go and, you know, take the recycling out. Because I'm just going to do that. Fuck it, I may as well go and, you know, do something actually productive. And then before you know it, that feeling, that want, that urge, that craving vanishes. And then you actually are doing something positive for your home, for yourself. And little squirts of dopamine come sharing over your brain, making you feel good. The dopamine that we all chase, way more sustainable sources of dopamine than packets of vegan gluten-free Tim Tams, which are delicious, but not for, they're sometimes foods, not everyday foods. Not when you're a few weeks out from fitting into incredibly tight suits that have been tailored for your body when you were riding your bicycle a lot. So there is no leeway. Oh, man. And that's what I found is really helpful. That's what I found to be really, really helpful. So, like, that's really just basically all I want to talk to you about today. That's all I want to talk about because I found those things really useful. So, you know, let me know. Next time, you know, the lethargy shows up, especially being in lockdown. We're locked down. Bloody everyone's locked down. Queensland's locked down. Everyone's fucking locked down, man. You may go, oh, fuck it, I'll have another glass of wine. Oh, fuck it, I may as well watch another episode. Oh, fuck it, I may as well eat another, fuck it, I may as well order some more food, or fuck it, whatever. You can also go, oh, fuck it, if I'm going to do that, I may as well, you know, rearrange my bookshelf, or fuck it, I may as well do that task, that thing that I've wanted to do around the house for a long time. Fuck it, if I'm going to do that, if I'm going to do something, I may as well do something that is productive. Snap that. Get it while it's hot. If you get it while it's hot, I reckon you'll be all right. Let me know how you go. sendosheremail@gmail.com is where you can find me. I always love to hear from you. Also love to see what you're looking at when you're listening to the show. Yeah, so send me a picture. That'd be supreme. While I've got you here, I would thoroughly recommend you check out the new podcast I'm doing with James Matheson. It's called Idol Australians. This week, we speak to the people who are in charge of Play School. Yeah, Play School, the show that raised us. It's been on air 55 years. You would be amazed at the deep amount of work that goes into every single episode. Work with psychologists, work with childhood educators, work with musicians. It is a fascinating conversation. It's great to have. And I also just love this show because I get to chat with my friend James every week. And this week we started talking about, well, we're both men of a certain age. We're both men who reached that point where we don't really buy our own clothes anymore. And we're talking about how that happened.
Yep, everything I'm wearing right now, I had nothing to do with the purchase of, and I'm wondering if this is happening in your life as well.
I would say any adult male in a long-term relationship would concur with you. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a very gradual process. The slow dissolution of your own sense of fashion, and for the better.
Idol Australians with James Matheson and Osher Ginsberg. You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. I would really appreciate it if you gave it a listen. We're really loving doing the show. We've got some excellent guests in there over the last couple of weeks. We've got even more on the way. Monday's show, ladies and gentlemen, the king. When I started this podcast, he was one of the guests I wrote down and went, if I can get this bloke, then I'll be happy with the show. And ladies and gentlemen, on Monday, the king is here. Hamish Blake. Hamish Blake is joining us, and I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. If you think you loved Hamish already, if you think you thought this guy was cool as shit and a lovely man and kind and lovely and you wanted him to be your best friend, it's going to get worse on Monday. You're going to hear it and go, I want to marry him, because I sure did. It's great. It's such a good show. I can't wait for you to hear it. Thanks, Heath, for listening. Watch out for the fuckets. Look after yourself. Wear a mask, man. This time round, this sucker's nasty. So seriously, you leave the house, wear a mask. You don't have to leave the house, don't leave the house. Just don't. Let's just keep your head down, man. We're not getting vaccinated for a while. The best thing we can do is stay away from each other. As much as we miss each other, stay away from each other. And wear a mask if you've got to go out. That's it. That's really all we can do, because we're going to be waiting a while for jabs. And we can at least do things, something within our control. Anyway, yeah, Tour de France is on, you know. Stay up late, watch cycling. It's amazing. All right, I'll see you on Monday. Until we speak then, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.